since I was more in a school setting. Now I'm just at my house. I can laze around even more so and be like, yeah, I'll get to it when I get to it. I'm not doing anything else.
Yep.
Well, I've probably taken up enough
time. I suppose I will open the line for the next caller. Yeah. We've been going on for a while. Thank you for calling in, and be well, and good luck to you on your Nihongo Benkyo.
Hi, Nihongo Benkyo shiteru, Benkyo shimasu. Matane. Matane.
Sa. Tsugi no kora, dozo.
That's a nice Haganai in the thread. Senna? Was Senna her name? Pretty good. Somebody's saying, answer me. What? Answer what? The Weiss Schwartz click? I actually have a Weiss Schwartz, I have a, Weiss Schwartz Miku deck, but I don't really play much. Let's see. How does Dougal even exist? Does he make enough money off his coffee scheme, or does he leech off his parents? Neither. The coffee scheme does make me a little side money, but a lot of it is savings that I've already had, and Trump bucks right now, and waiting for another job. You're saying, Dougal, why don't you answer me? You're not calling me! Call me! Call me, beat me, if you want to reach me. Hey, Dougal, did you actually get Trump bucks? Yes, I did. Ooh. There we go. Do you Touge? No fucking idea. The answer's probably no. Dougal, are you any good at Mahjong? No. I played it for a little bit. I actually have a Mahjong set, but I'm not any good. Dougal, fat or flat? First of all, Oe Kazuki. Or Oe Kakizuki. Great. Great artist. Fat or flat? I'll take fat. But, like, obviously a little chubby. You know, I don't want, like, land whale. But a little chub, thick thighs, they save lives. Alright, we have our next caller. Hello, and thank you for calling in.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay, thanks. The topic I wanted to bring up is, do you ever watch anime with your parents?
Good question. I have tried a few of the, like, more normal things. I did sit with my whole family and try to watch Koe no Katachi. They enjoyed it, mm-hmm. but, like, it's not really their thing so much. Obviously, I would never watch the degenerate shit that we watch, but every once in a while, I'll try, like, you know, some Miyazaki thing or whatever. You know, the really basic stuff.
Yeah, I can get that because I remember when I was it was 6 years ago. I watched Rebellion with my parents, so my mom
Rebellion.
And my dad.
Rebellion? That is a hell of a thing to pick to watch with your parents.
My, my dad was like, oh shit, son, what are you showing me? But my mom was pretty into it, and we watched the we watched Madoka together. That was pretty great.
That's pretty awesome. Nice.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, my mom is really nice. Like today, it's like since I'm confined, because since I'm confined for the next few weeks, I started to show anime movies to my mom weekly. Like last week, we watched Paprika.
Nice, nice choice.
And that's what that's something I love about my mom is that she, it's like she gets really confused at the movie, but she really gets into it. And at Paprika, it's like the perfect movie where you don't know what's real and what's not anymore. And
I should try.
And we just had a lot of fun.
Paprika with Dougal Mom. It's a good idea.
Yeah. And today we watched Perfect Blue, so another Satoshi Kon.
Nice. How'd she like it?
And at the beginning, I was scared they would not they would not get like the kind of idol like thing because it goes really into idol culture in the beginning, and it's and I was like, is this too foreign? I don't know. And then when the movie really gets going, it was like an amazing ride.
Did you feel really awkward during the rape scene, though?
We looked at each other and we're like, okay. But nice. Because it's always ambiguous, because the way he plays with the rape scene, you're like, is this happening in a dream? So even though it's awkward, to watch a rape scene together, we're like, is this for real, or is this just in her mind?
That's a good choice.
And now I'm trying to. It's like I brainstormed with Gukas earlier to find out what I should.
Have you shown her Millennium Classic yet? Or Millennium Actress, sorry.
I haven't done that yet. I was thinking maybe Redline with Mommy.
Ooh, nice. Fucking so.
And
good.
And because it has cars, maybe Dad will get into it, but he's not.
It's,
he's not
it's
much
a classic
of an animation
good racing
guy.
Movie.
they're roasting me because I said mommy.
I know, I'm also watching this in real time. Cute Gooka.
I like my mommy. She makes me food and she gives me hugs.
That is cute. Very wholesome.
And I'm really happy to be confined with my parents instead of a shitty dorm.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that.
It's like here I have hugs. Back where I was studying, I do not have hugs. Here I have fiber internet. Over there, I have shit internet.
Oh, so are you in Kansas City?
No. It's four in the morning here. I'm on Euro time.
A European.
Oh, yeah. Start your streams earlier. It's like when I work on Monday mornings, it always fucking kills me. Because I try to tune in.
I start my streams at 7 p.m. like my time, which isn't that late.
What is it here? Like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Like 2 a.m. is when I should really be going to sleep, and just for you, Dougal, I stay up until 3, and but I'm shit at my job, so I'm allowed to wake up at 10.
That is very nice of you, and I really appreciate it.
Oh no, thank you, dude. Your streams are always really nice.
Oh well, thank you. That means a lot, actually, to know that somebody is enjoying my stream enough to stay up that late for it. It's really nice.
Gooka, I did not show my mom Wolf Children, but I did show my sister Wolf Children.
And did she like it?
I think she liked it, but my sister is weird. It's like, it was in that period where she was just really tired all the time, so we went to the movies to watch In This Corner of the World. And she fell asleep. And then I tried watching The Night Is Short, Walk On Girl, and she fell asleep. But that was at my own house, so
you have to do it earlier in the day.
Yeah, but yeah.
Any, you know what? Do you have any hot button opinions or hot takes that you want to fight somebody over? Give me your spiciest take.
Some hot take.
Okay, here's one. What's an anime that everyone else seems to like that you think is pretty shit?
I'm really agreeable. So I don't know.
I
have to, like, on the top of my head. On the top of, I have no idea, like. I usually never talk about people about what I watch. Like, the people have threads and I'm always so far behind. Trigger is shit. Depends on the production.
Which Trigger productions
don't you like? Underrated anime, Guka. Dive Buster, I fucking love Dive Buster! Whoever said Dive Buster, I love you. It's my favorite.
Nice. Trigger is not shit. You're all wrong.
Dive Buster is basic. Dive Buster is masterful. It's fucking. But Dive Buster is fucking masterful. You shut the fuck up. Like, every time the Buster Machine number 7 theme comes on, I get chills. Like every time I feel bad, I just watch that first episode, and it perks me right up. Gunbuster was better than Dive Buster. Yeah, I can see that, you know, but I still like Dive Buster better. So that's my shit take. Okay, maybe that's my shit take. I like Dive Buster better than Gunbuster.
Why?
I don't know. It's like, for me, it has the drama is less scientific, because, like, I feel the whole drama of Gunbuster is how time passes at different speeds, and so there's this whole like suffocating passage of time. It's like when you think about the passage of time in fucking Gunbuster, it's horrible. And Dive Buster is like the Emoto of Gunbuster. It's perkier, it's happier, it's more energetic. It runs around all the time. It's like, I really like it. And the drama is more character based. It's about role reversal, looking up to someone, surpassing them, and the whole dynamics being switched up. And then at the end, come on, finish the Galguka. Yeah, okay. Sure. But I really like Dive Buster because I just like it better. What the fuck do you want? There.
That
okay,
is perfectly valid.
Okay, so I talked too much.
No, it's perfect. Thank you for calling in. Absolutely. You know, I gotta say, between the two, I definitely remember more about Dive Buster than Gunbuster. So I probably have to agree with you. I mean, the scene where she is doing the pose on the planet, like, swishing her hair back and forth and controlling legions of alien robots was fucking awesome.
Buster Machine, Nanago!
Yes.
I love that scene with the drum march.
Yes. I mean, when you realize what the fuck she's saying when she says "no no riri" at the end, it's pretty great. Yeah, the ending of Dive Buster is awesome.
It's so fucking great. It's like in the song that plays at the end. I don't remember how it's called. It's like 13,000 years in the future.
Yeah.
I gotta look it up. And the Dive Buster version where they added an electric guitar, I get chills every time the electric guitar comes on.
Oh, it's so fucking awesome. Yeah, I have to go watch those both again. They're great. And they're not long either.
Yeah, that was, it's like perfect. Maybe I'll show my mom that next time.
Yes.
No, she's not ready. She's not ready. But we did watch Do You Remember Love together.
Nice. That is so good.
Well, that's because my mom grew up on like all the old mecha shit.
There was one time I was watching OG Macross on the bus. I used to watch anime on the bus to and from work. Obviously, nothing with lewdness in it, but like work safe shows. And I was watching Macross, and normally nobody ever bothered me when I was watching anime. But I was watching Macross, and some dude tapped me on the shoulder, and he was like, "Yo, are you watching Macross?" And I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "I watched that all the time when I was a kid. This show was fucking awesome. Where did you even get that?" And we had like a 15-minute conversation about it. It was great.
That shit is great when you connect.
Yeah, that's so much fun. In fact, like, I once connected with a coworker because she was